misfortune. Hindsight is great. I did not want to think the worst at the time, but it was very, very ill. The doctor told my husband I may die, so they delivered the children early. She told him she could take the babies if I died, as he would not cope alone. Fortunately, I survived, but I lost my child in the process. I do think she felt happy in this to see me suffer. The name is similar to the ones used, with the correct nickname being Dora and her using Daphne. Being similar, but off the tongue with the same sound, D, but no correlation in the longer name. I hope that makes sense. She has always had a rivalry with me. I don't understand why. I don't make competition, but she always has been the golden child. When I started dating my partner, she took him away from dancing with me at my birthday to tell him she thinks he would be better suited with someone like her, not like me. That she takes better care of her looks, has a better job. She doesn't think my job counts as it's working with disabled children, etc. She was in the relationship at the time, so she always made it known that I don't deserve the things I have. I would not say she wants to be me, though. We have very different lives and look different, and she has not tried to copy my looks or career, only things like men, marriage, babies, house, etc. Which I believe is more to one-up me than to be me, if that makes sense. Our family thinks she's an angel and are very vocal on social media how beautiful and successful she is in all of her endeavors, baby included. I do not get this, but I stopped caring a long time ago. I've come to terms with it, and I no longer feel like I need the negativity in my life and will stop flogging a dead horse, if that is the right expression. Thank you all once again for the comments.
So, I was kind of, like, adjusting, but the gist of it is, OP was gonna have twins.
Mm-hmm. One of the twins died.
Yeah, health complications came up. They delivered the twins early. One of the twins died. Said twin is named Daphne, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sister.
Okay.
Has a baby named Theodora.
Okay.
And instead of using the nickname Dora for her, her nickname is Daphne. And nobody except OP sees why that's a problem.
Yeah, because this hits close to home in a slightly different fashion, because we have a very close friend of ours who lost her baby due to health complications. And people have this weird stigma that, you know, with miscarriages, this is obviously related to our friend, that, yeah, the baby has been, you know, lost or whatever, that's still their child.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still go through all of the same motions. It's just
the same postpartum depression and everything.
Yeah. And at the end of all of that, if there's an end to all of that, you don't get your child. Like, you don't have a child to make all of those things rationalized. And so it's one of those things where, like, I get not understanding it at the beginning because, you know, time to estrange your sister. Exactly. I get not understanding those things at the beginning because it falls into the category of one of those things that you don't really know unless you either are someone or know someone close to you that is going through those experiences. That being said, did anybody ask OP? I'm assuming not because it wasn't included in the post. Like, I feel like that should have been a thing that, you know, out of respect, and granted, again, this goes back to, you know, not really understanding all the ins and outs of it.
I think the answer to that question is a no because of the justification the sister gave.
Yeah.
Which was, I liked the name since your baby's funeral.
Yeah. Which is exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like this is a problem because nobody asked OP if that was okay. And also, nicknames generally have some correlation back to your original name.
Exactly the point that OP made in her clarification.
Yeah. Like, so...
Just because it also starts with a D, like...
That's not the same at all. So, getting to Foresight, you're asking this very question. Getting to kind of the point, like... No, OP doesn't. I wouldn't say OP is the asshole. I would also like to remind, in this instance, I'm a little more inclined to believe OP than most instances, but it also
because this was
say,
very detailed.
Yeah, it was very detailed. So, like, for sure, it's one of those things. But with these Reddit posts, always take things with a grain of salt, just because you are only getting one side of the story.
I would like to address what Foresight's saying here. I think that things could have gone a lot smoother had the sister's daughter been named Theodora Daphne.
Yeah.
Give her the middle name in a way to honor her lost cousin.
But still, that's definitely
a conversation that needs to happen.
It needs to be a conversation that happens prior. Not, especially because, sister was already pretty much estranged. Or OP was, it sounds like, honestly.
Yeah, it sounds like OP is a bit of the black sheep.
Yeah. And so, the idea that, you do something and, something like, something very serious and, very, I don't want to say taboo, but it's similar. It's, something that is... something that is as serious.
To draw more parallels to our lives, our friend that we were talking about also works with disabled children.
Yeah.
So to call that not a real job,
be thankful that you don't need that.
The sister is like a shit person.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Like be thankful you don't need someone who works, need the services of someone who works with mentally ill children. Like, that is a blessing, not something that you need to shit on, because...
We've seen the hell that our friend goes through.
Yeah.
One of her clients fucking attacked her regularly. Yeah. Attacks her regularly.
Yeah.
Just because, they can't help it. That's just how they are. And it's her job to calm them down and, manage these episodes.
Yeah, and to call a job like we are all people, for sure.
Exactly, Foresight.
Yeah, and to call a job like that, not a real job, like, what the fuck is it then?
Like,
it's not a hobby.
If anything, my job's not a real job. I'm a glorified QC inspector.
Like, it's not a hobby. It's not like people are like, what I like to do in my spare time? Meet strangers' children who are constantly exhibiting mental health issues through violent or other, various episodes. For sure, yeah. And, that is unfortunate. Like, the world's fucked.
But yeah, point being, OP, not the asshole.
No. Yeah.
Reddit has not confirmed anything yet. I think it's a more recent post.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for sure. The asshole here is the sister and the family. Yeah.
For sure. And that is your weekly Reddit reading. Putting my hair up all angrily, like I'm like frustrated. Which, I mean, like, humans frustrate me, for sure. But, yeah.
People are stupid and I hate them.
That's my line. It is a thing that I like to say. But, I almost said remove. That's not the word I was looking for. To bring things back, though, we are going to go ahead and go into putting the hair all... Oh, well, thank you.
He's mine.
As he, grabs my dick. We are on the internet, sir. But anyway, yeah. So we're going to do this last break. And then we have a couple other breaks up with respect. Well, thank you. It is very much appreciated. He would agree.
Yes.
He would very much agree.
This is my man.
Now. Yeah, we're married now.
We are.
I don't know. Yeah, Foresight, I don't know if you have been keeping up with us, but yeah, we got married over a month ago, almost 2 months ago. It's actually coming up.
Coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we do love each other. It's not a bit. We are actually in love with each other.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Well, make me a new sibling, Fumbler. You have a sibling? She's somewhere. Somewhere around here being all cat-like. She does not want a new sibling. Otherwise, I would have drove down to Memphis to acquire said new sibling. Because I know a person that does not like cats and is trying to rehome a cat. And it's a black cat. Anyone who knows me knows that I used to have a black cat. His name is Robin. And I lost him very, very early. So I would
love
to have
a
black cat.
Three?
Three, yep. He was. I think he was coming up on four. He is...
I remember that night.
He is... Oh, I do too.
I called off work to come up here to be with you.
I called off work because... I called off work because I had to work that morning. And it was like 5 o'clock by the time everything was like over. But, blessing in disguise.
I cried so hard.
So did I.
Like, I didn't... I kept it together on my way up here. I kept it together all throughout the little funeral that we had. And then we laid down and it all came out because I didn't get to pet him one last time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a rough couple of days too. Cause we got to see in ghosts. So like there was some bright moments throughout the whole thing. And then after that, I had basically a live music weekend because I got to see Sick Puppies, and then I came home, and then I went to Peoria, Illinois, and so it didn't really hit me until I got home from, apparently we need to get a bird.
I don't think we're allowed to have birds.
Yeah, actually, I think that's correct. But, then plus I don't want a bird. No, we can have I guarantee we can have a bird because one of our neighbors has a parrot.
Do they?
Yeah, like right over here. Like I hear them all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Birds are hard to take care of. I used to have three birds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have no desire to have a bird. However, birds are dope.
Plus
we have a cat.
I had three birds and two cats. Yeah. And a dog.
I want a dog.
All at the same time.
I want a dog.
No, three birds, one cat, and a dog.
I want a dog.
Or was it two? We had two birds. No. Three. We had three. Yeah, it was three.
I'm the dog. If anyone's a dog, it'd be me.
Woof, woof.
Anyway, now we're just making noises. But yeah, we're gonna do this last break. We have we have one more break that I want to just get recorded, and then we'll sit here and talk for a little bit. But if you're new to the podcast, if you haven't been keeping up with it, or if you just haven't been keeping up with the episode at all, we're celebrating 5 years of this radio program, and its various iterations. We've had three, four, yeah, four.
Austin Wired Live, Turn It Up Live, Turn It Up Again, and This Is Nobody Asking.
Yep. Same show, different name, and various different, formatting. I love the number four. Me too. Number four is dope. And also four. Yeah. Four for foresight. Four for four? I want one day. Sleep Signals, The Victim. Nobody's Asking, WELT, welcome back. If you're listening to the podcast, we did our weekly Reddit reading because this is the end of the hour. Next hour is going to be a little different than normal. First, it's going to feature our cat who, is just hiding back here.
We love our little studio cat.
She is best girl. But
she's Studio Cat 2.0.
She is Studio Cat 2.0. If you follow the band page, you can see her various opinions and expressions. Throughout the recording process. And if you ever join me for a sim stream, then you can see her help me do push-ups and planks. The things that I have subjected myself to. Next hour is going to be a little different because we are celebrating 5 years of this radio show. And so what I did was I went through a couple... I just kind of at random picked a couple... previous broadcasts that we just have like in the vault or whatever, and I found a couple bits that I thought were funny, and so I was like, all right, cool, we'll just, you know, we'll just do that. So there's gonna be a couple old breaks featuring our dearly departed co-host. He's not departed. I mean, he's still alive. We talk to him all the time, every day in our Discord, just because, you know, we like to give him shit, and there's that. But so yeah, there's a couple of those breaks. We have our very first ever emo hour, emo corner, not emo hour. But we have our very first emo corner, dubbing it today, and yeah, and then we have a local spotlight too, because of course we do. But thank you very, very much for hanging out. If this is your first time hearing us, we're 5 years old, so where have you been? And we'll be back next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a two-hour rock show from 9 to 10. Scotty's playing guitar now. He's not paying attention. Respect to everyone that had snake bites. Oh, snake bites. They still exist.
Yeah. Also, you said 2 hours from 9 to 10.
I did. I was waiting for you to get it. I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
That's an old joke. I don't think I have that in the nostalgia breaks that I pulled for the show. But yeah, it'll be fun for sure. So yeah, we have we'll be back next week, 9 to 11. And yeah, just, you know, keep doing the rock and roll thing. We have a podcast that comes out tomorrow. So it'll be a little shorter than normal, but it usually ends up being, well, actually, honestly, this one's clocking in close to like an hour and 15. So, so yeah, it might be just a tad bit shorter than normal, but usually we have a podcast, usually, you know, hour 15 to hour and 30. That comes out Friday after the show. And then, of course, like I said, we have the show. And then over the weekend, either on Saturday or Sunday, we do the live cast, which is what we're doing right now, which is the whole thing, the whole unedited thing. And we may or may not say things that probably will get us banned at some point if we ever got any sort of big. But hey, nobody's asking for us, so I don't foresee that to be a problem. Taking us out of the show, or out of the hour, out of the update hour, or the new hour, I guess. Taking us out of the hour. Thank you. Well, thank you, Foresight. Again, we're live streaming this on Twitch. Taking us out of the hour, though, we are seeing them August 21st. Well, I'm seeing them August 20th, and then we're seeing them August 21st. These guys are headlining Rock the Rescue. Got there. They're headlining Rock the Rescue, and it's a charity event for... is it just dogs, or is it dogs, cats, and all other animals?
I think it's all animals. It benefits animal shelters.
Yeah, there you go. So animal shelters. so yeah, we're doing that August 21st at the Smokestack Brew in Mishawaka, Indiana. It is going to be a great time for sure. I'm super excited, and I know that tickets are still available. So if that is your thing, then check out all the Facebooks and whatnot. And, you know, do the thing. It's a benefit show. You have Shallowside headlining. They also have a band that's currently blowing up on satellite radio called Kingdom Collapse. Wow, I screwed that up.
You want to try that again?
Kingdom Collapse is how that band name is supposed to sound when it comes out of somebody's mouth. They have a band called A War Within, a band called Lines of Loyalty, who's been kind of blowing up around northwestern Indiana, so around that area. And yes, gonna be a good time. We have our friends in 6 Feet Station that are gonna be there. Just a whole bunch of bands. It's 20 bands. It's gonna be a good time. So if you're in the area, by all means, I highly recommend checking it out, because we'll be there. So I definitely recommend checking it out. It's off with a made up goodbye song. Oh, made up goodbye song. That is a command, actually. Well, not a command. It's a channel point redemption thing. In case you didn't know, but yeah, so we're gonna head out of here. But I mean, we have a whole nother hour. It's just the whole other hour is gonna be something else. So any last words for like the main section of the show?
Sometimes to feel a human emotion. I like to drink my own hair.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a closer. Dope. Yeah. So like I said, this song, these guys are headlining Rock the Rescue up in Mishawaka, and they're taking us out of the hour. We'll be right back with some flashback bits from previous episodes, as well as some of our favorite songs that we have played over the years, because this show is 5 years old. It's not 4 years old. Not anymore. It's
five years old.
It's 5 years old. Bill Cosby reference. Not that we need to be referencing Bill Cosby, but that special is still a freaking gem, and I can't get it. Once you know it, you know it. So anyway, taking us out of the hour is this band. These guys are called Shallow Side, and we will be right back with a celebratory hour of nostalgia and celebration. Thank you very much for hanging out, and yeah, we'll be back. This is fine.